So my last job was in public policy in DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion. And before that, I've actually always been tangentially related to DEI through my work. And as someone who's worked in DEI for quite some time and seeing all this backlash against DEI programs, I totally get it. This was coming. This was very predictable. Problem with DEI, and we see this all the time on social media as well, is that we have a tendency to conflate lived experience with expertise. We think that because someone has the experience of being a victim of oppression, then they become an expert on that oppression itself. We hear this all the time on here. People will say something like, "Oh, I lived in Japan for 4 years and experienced quite a bit of racism," which I personally deeply sympathize with because I have too. But then they'll go on and say something like, "Oh, that's because Japanese people think like this, and so they need to work on XYZ." And when you say stuff like that, you're actually moving beyond lived experience. You become a victim of oppression. What you unfortunately gain is lived experience. But you don't just magically acquire all this expertise on Japanese people and their psychology and their culture and their social structure and their politics and history. All of those things can be systematically studied and are acquired through education, not through lived experience. People closely follow this axiom that you should not speak over the voices of those who are victimized. But that's only true if they stay within the boundaries of their lived experience, because what someone has lived is theirs to experience, and so there's nothing to argue about there. Once they cross the boundaries of lived experience, then they can be wrong. You can be wrong about history, you can be wrong about psychology, and they're wrong all the time because they frankly don't know what they're talking about. And so when I was in DEI and I would attend one of these DEI workshops, oftentimes they would be run by someone like a queer woman of color who runs a very successful small business, and she talks about how she's overcome a lot of obstacles, and it's very inspirational and a very touching story. She starts talking about how to build more inclusive workplaces. And then you quickly realize that she actually doesn't have the expertise to be giving a whole workshop on this. She doesn't have a background in policy design or program evaluation or research methodology or change management. How do you know if your intervention is working? What metrics are you going to track? Do you know how to design a survey? Do you know how to analyze a survey? She doesn't really know how to do any of this. So what happens when people give a lecture on something they know very little about? They end up keeping it vague, right? And so at a lot of these workshops, they say the same things over and over, like, "Oh, make sure everyone has a seat at the table, but also make sure that they're invited to the dance." And you're like, what does that mean? What's the action item there? Am I gonna invite my coworkers to a rave? Or they'll say like, "Oh, DEI is not a straight path. It's like a jungle gym." But like, what does that mean? What am I supposed to do with this information? This happens all the time in DEI because people are not properly vetted. People assume like, "Oh, this person must have all this lived experience, and so therefore they know how to solve all these problems." But we don't do that with any other field. If you get cancer, you don't become an oncologist. We all went through high school. It doesn't make us an expert on education. We all go to restaurants. Doesn't mean we become a chef. And so why does this happen specifically with DEI? Now, obviously, you can't just walk into a vulnerable population and be like, "I'm the expert, and as an expert, you have to do XYZ, because that is colonialism. But as an expert, your job is to shape people's lived experience into something a little bit more concrete and more grounded in evidence-based research. After attending a lot of these terrible DEI workshops, you hear the murmurs. You hear the murmurs from the attendees being like, "Oh, that was a complete waste of time." And we're talking about people who are actually committed to DEI. That's why they're there in the first place. And everyone is kind of afraid to give any sort of critical feedback that's related to DEI because they're worried about the optics, especially if you're white or if you're a man, even though a lot of these workshops are objectively bad. But because people are afraid to speak up, you have all these terrible workshops and consultants and programs that keep on thriving that no one wants to say anything about. And so there's all this resentment that's been brewing for the last 10 years, which is now being released as this massive backlash. What did we expect? I think anyone working in DEI would have expected this. There are a lot of bad players in DEI, and it doesn't matter what your demographic is, we're all susceptible to greed. And there are a lot of people who capitalized on this DEI wave to make a shitload of money with no consideration to what it's going to do eventually to the entire field of DEI. Personally, I don't think the field of DEI is going to go away entirely, because when DEI is done well, it's done really well. You'll notice the positive impact that it has. But I do think that this backlash is an opportunity to rebuild DEI with something with a little bit more substance. And if you ever feel like you can't speak up, even as a straight white man, that's not DEI, okay? They're not doing their jobs, because the core principle of DEI is that you can bring your authentic self to work, even if you're a straight white man.